Well, I'm pretty sure you're going to see a lot more hunters that are accustomed to hunting over a bait pile and no longer have that option below the bridge. They'll be coming up here looking for state land and CFA land to hunt on. So as far as the economics of it, yeah, it's probably going to be a good thing for the motel owners, the gas station owners, the convenience stores and restaurants, and for people that are accustomed to having those 40s of CFA or state forest land pretty much to themselves. They may be watching some trailers pulling in or some folks looking for a place to set up and look for deer here in the UP. But the DNR's been catching it pretty heavy down below the bridge from the agriculture community and the convenience stores that sell bait, and you know, you can't blame them. They were told in the past, the farmers were told, if there's ever going to be a ban on baiting, a state, you know, a wide scale ban, not, you know, like they did in the TB zone, but that they would be told before they put their crops in the ground. Unfortunately for the farmers, that chronic wasting disease was uncovered in the middle of the summer after they had already put their crops in, had raised them to maturity, and were ready to put them on the market. But you know, that's the way it shook out.
Do you feel that the action that was taken by the DNR was appropriate, or was it overreaching?
You know, when I see the reports on what's happened in the western states when chronic wasting disease has gotten a good toehold in the wild deer herd, I think we need to do whatever we can to make sure that doesn't happen here in Michigan. And even if it was just one deer on one game farm or ranch or where they're raising deer for hunting purposes, you got to be very, very cautious, because if that were to get out into the wild herd, it would diminish our recreational opportunities. The economics of hunting would be severely impacted. And look what happened in Wisconsin a few years back. I mean, they had to go out and basically, you know, clean out every deer in a two or three county area, and they don't think they've conquered it yet. So I think the DNR had to do what was in the actual regulations and statute, and they have to manage the herd, and they have to watch out for things like that.
What kind of potential economic impact do you think we may see here, not only with firearms, but with the remaining year with deer hunting here in the Upper Peninsula? Do you think we'll see an influx of downstate hunters coming here, maybe more business for the hotels? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's probably going to happen. For those hunters that have already earmarked their vacation time and now can't go up and into their normal spots in the Lower Peninsula, they're probably going to, if they have the resources available, are going to come over the bridge and start setting up in places where the public is allowed to hunt. You know, personally, we have our own 40 and we hunt our own land, and we're pretty much surrounded by people that own their own property. So I don't think, and here in the central UP, I think you'll see a bigger impact up in Chippewa, Mackinac, Luce County, where they're a little more available in a day's drive. They're not going to come as far west, maybe as far west as here, but you know, they're not going to,
not in the Copper Country area or something.
Right, yeah, that's a long drive from southeast Michigan up to all the way up to Houghton or Ontonagon counties.